This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith. Today, Japanese government officials announced a bold new energy plan. The policy, which still needs approval from the cabinet, would end the use of nuclear power in Japan by 2040. The country had been on track to get half of its power from nuclear energy. Joining me now to talk more about this is Anthony Froggatt, a nuclear specialist at the Chatham House. Good morning, Anthony.
Good morning to you.
So tell us a little bit about this plan. What would the guts of it be?
Well, what we're seeing in Japan is the government announcing a new vision for its energy sector, in which it envisages over the next couple of decades, so by the 2030s, a non-reliance on nuclear power. And this is a clear change in direction from the accident in Fukushima in March of last year. Prior to the accident, about 30% of electricity came from nuclear, and the intention was by 2030 to increase this to around 50%.
Is the motivation for this financial at all, or is this mostly an emotional response to the disaster at Fukushima?
Well, I mean, it's very clear that public opinion has gone quite strongly against nuclear power.
Right.
This has been translated both in terms of this energy policy, the government reflecting that, but also in the fact that up until this summer, the rest of the reactor fleet were closed. Two have now been restarted, but the closure of the reactors, even on a temporary basis, is a reflection of local public opposition.
So, Anthony, if Japan does get rid of nuclear power, how will it continue to power its economy? Obviously, it's a very robust economy.
So currently, nuclear is providing a very small amount of the country's electricity, and therefore this sort of supply gap has been met by increasing use of fossil fuels, primarily liquid natural gas that has to be imported. So the question will be for Japan is how quickly can it build up indigenous energy sources, in particular renewable energy. So there are plans to dramatically increase the use of wind, solar, and geothermal. So how quickly are those introduced, at what price, and therefore not having to be so reliant on imported energy, I think will be an important question going forward.
Anthony Froggatt is a nuclear specialist at the Chatham House. Anthony, thank you.
Thank you very much.